Russian President Vladimir Putin used his annual State of the Nation speech to announce he was suspending Russia's participation in the New START treaty with the United States. New START is the last remaining nuclear arms reduction deal between Washington and Moscow. It was signed in 2010 and extended for 5 years in 2021. It limits each side to 1,550 long-range nuclear warheads. Putin claimed Russia's suspension of the treaty was needed as the US and its allies wanted Russia, in his words, to suffer a strategic defeat and meddle with its nuclear facilities. In a reaction, NATO Military Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condemned the move, saying that more nuclear weapons and fewer arms control makes the world more dangerous. President Putin spoke in Moscow in an address to legislators and leaders ahead of the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Heard through an interpreter, he blamed the West for the war by allegedly supporting attacks in eastern Ukraine, where many Russians live, and other actions.
Unilaterally, did they break fundamental agreements that maintained peace on the planet? And finally, at the end of 2021, we officially sent our draft resolution to the United States and NATO regarding security on all important points. And all important points, we virtually got a point-blank denial. I want to repeat. It were them who are guilty, who are culpable for the war. And we are using our force to stop it.
Putin's use of the word war was remarkable, as so far he described his actions in Ukraine as a special military operation. However, earlier in Ukraine's capital Kiev, US President Joe Biden accused Russia of provoking Europe's largest armed conflict since the Second World War by invading a sovereign nation.
We mourn alongside the families of those who've been lost to the brutal and unjust war. We know that there'll be very difficult days and weeks and years ahead. But Russia's aim was to wipe Ukraine off the map. Putin's war of conquest is failing. Russia's military has lost half its territory it once occupied. Young, talented Russians are fleeing by the tens of thousands, not wanting to come back to Russia.
President Biden was due to give a similar message in neighboring Poland on Tuesday to mark the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine after announcing another $500 million in military support to the war-torn nation. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.